Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早。
It's my privilege to be with you again. I believe it is maybe about 10 years that I've been coming once or twice a year.
很高兴我又来到大家中间。在过去的十年里面，我每年都会来到大家中间一到两次，跟大家来一起来分享神的话语。
Like all of you, 10 years ago, I was younger than I am today.
就像大家一样，十年前大概我看上去比现在要年轻很多。
And this ties to my sermon today about finishing well.
这个也跟我今天要讲的主题有关，就是我们应该怎么样走完我们人生的最后一段路程。
The issue of aging is a very real issue in America today.
我想大家都知道，在美国，在全世界，人逐渐的变老，老化是。很现实很重要的一个话题。
One difference between American culture and Chinese culture is that American culture does not value its seniors very highly.
在中国跟美国有个很大的文化差异，就是在美国不像在中国，古老的东方民族，我们对长者对长辈都非常非常的尊重，非常的有孝道，但是美国这个社会不太一样。
American society values youth, that it values new ideas and freshness.
在美国，我们更崇尚年轻，更崇尚创新，更崇尚新的主意，新的发明。
And sometimes we do not treat our elderly very well in this country.
反过来说，我们在这个社会，我们对长辈们就往往关注的、照顾的不是很够。
The good news about living today is that people are living longer than ever.
我们大家都知道有一个好消息对我们每个人来说，就是今天我们人的寿命越来越长。
A couple of years ago, a study came out that says Asian women in Bergen County live longer than any other ethnic group or demographic in anywhere in U.S. of A.
前几年有个调查，调查的结果是在整个美国，你们知道哪一类人的寿命是最长的？就是住在我们现在住的纽新泽西的 Bergen County 的亚洲女性，她们的寿命在全美国是最长的。
And the average age was 91 years of age for a
平均寿命是91岁。
I'm envious. I'm sorry. I cannot join your group.
作为一个白种人，我非常的嫉妒。
But Pastor King suggested a passage of preaching for today, 1 Chronicles chapter 22 to 29.
金弟兄建议我今天跟大家来分享历代志22章到29章的内容。
His suggestion was that I would preach about David and preparing the temple.
他建议我跟大家来一起分享大卫的人生以及大卫晚年所做的事情，就是预备建造圣殿。
As I read these chapters, I realized that David finished his life very, very well.
当我在读这些圣经章节的时候，我发现一个现象，就是大卫他晚年的人生非常的美好，非常的美满。
The context of this passage is that David had been told that he was not able to build the temple himself.
我们发现在 这些章节里面，神告诉大卫，神不允许大卫他自己来为神建造圣殿。
As you know, King David was the shepherd boy who became the king of Israel.
我们都知道圣经的故事，大卫是从一个牧羊的一个牧童变成了以色列王国的君主。
He's famous for writing many of the Psalms and the songbook of the Old Testament.
并且他是一个伟大的诗人，他写了很多很美好的诗篇。
And he was also a great warrior. He led many men in battle and very successful battles.
并且他是个勇士，他带领军队打了很多胜仗。
By the time he was getting old and near the end of his life, God said, "There's too much blood on your hands to build my temple."
但是在他晚年的时候，他一腔热血想为神建造圣殿的时候，神却说，因为你参与很多的战争，你流人血太多，我不允许你为我来建造圣殿。
In other words, David had killed too many men in his life to be the builder of the temple of God.
换句话说，用中国的话来说就是大卫大概他这一辈子杀人如麻，所以他不能为神建造圣殿。
As a great leader, David could have been very disappointed. He could have been very upset with God.
作为以色列历史上一个传奇的领袖，听了神的命令以后，大卫有可能会非常的失望，甚至愤怒。
But rather than being disappointed, he turned his energies to preparing his son to build the temple.
但是我们发现大卫并没有发怨气，反而他用他的有生之年，他为他的儿子所罗门预备了很多建造圣殿的材料和资源。
And so today's message, I would like us to look at King David as an example of someone who lived well and finished well what was before him.
所以我想跟大家一起分享的就是，我们把大卫王作为我们人生的一个榜样，看他是怎么样来度过自己美好的人生，并且很重要的，他是怎么样来度过自己晚年最后的一段时光。
The challenge is that we may live long, but do we live well and do we finish well?
所以我们今天每个人面临的挑战就是说，我们虽然有可能比我们的祖辈们，我们生活的年月更长，但是我们的生活的质量，我们生命中间所做的事情，是不是会更美好？
My four points for today's message are as follows.
今天我会跟大家分享四个主题。
First of all, a vision beyond ourselves.
第一个主题就是一个超越自我的意象。
And secondly, a plan to outlive us.
第二个是有一个超越时间、超越现实时间的一个计划。
And third, a commission of the right leader.
第三个是就是作为一个成功的、一个正确的领导者，他是怎么样来嘱托他的继任者。
And fourth, a conclusion to a full life.
第四就是我们应该如何告别我们的人生。
So, for a vision beyond ourselves, turn to 1 Chronicles 22. 1 Chronicles 22.
让我们先看圣经历代至上第22章。我们开始第一个主题就是超越自我的意象。
I will just choose a few short verses to look at throughout the message.
我就跟大家读几段非常简短的读几段圣经。
I will read 1 Chronicles 22 and verse 5 and read in English first and then will be read in Mandarin.
我们读22章历代志上22章的从第五节读起。
1 Chronicles 22:5 says, David said, My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificenceAnd fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Therefore, I will make preparations for it. So David made extensive preparations before his death.
是第四节。大卫说：“我儿子所罗门还年幼娇嫩，要为耶和华建造的殿宇必须高大辉煌，使名誉荣耀传遍万国。”所以我要为殿预备材料。于是大卫在未死之先预备的材料甚多。
King David had a great vision to build a magnificent temple for God.
所以在大卫的心里就一个很伟大的意象，他要为神建造一座非常辉煌的圣殿。
At the same time, he realized that his son Solomon was young and inexperienced.
但是他发现这个任务会在他的儿子所罗门的肩上，但是所罗门当时的年龄还很幼小。
But I want to point out that King David had a vision that was bigger than himself and his own life.
我想给大家看到的一点就是说，大卫的意向，他的计划是超乎他自己的生命的，比他自己能做的事情是更多。
You see, the work of God will never be completed in our lifetime.
跟我们一样，如果联系到我们现在，神的工作在我们每个在座的每个人，我们的一生里面是不会被完全完成的。
And when we embrace a God-sized vision, then only God can fulfill it.
当我们来看神的工作、神的意象的时候，只有神他自己借着我们才能完成。
But notice a side benefit is that Solomon was the greatest king that Israel ever had.
我们知道所罗门在犹太人的历史上面是一个最有传奇色彩、最伟大的一位君王。
He led Israel through a time of prosperity, a time of peace, and a time of greatness in the history of Israel.
在以色列国的历史上面，在所罗门统治的时期，国家是和平、昌盛、繁荣。
But as we read these chapters of today's text, we realize that Solomon's greatness was prepared by his father.
但是当我们读今天我们所要读的圣经章节的时候，我们发现一个现象，就是所罗门为什么会那么成功，因为他的父亲大卫王做了很多预备的工作。
Because his father prepared him to do well and to succeed in life and to carry on his vision for this great worship of God.
换句话说，我们可以说所罗门王是继承了他大卫王的意向，他把大卫王心中的一个宏伟的计划来继承下来。
You see, David had done tremendous things for the sake of God. He had built up Israel to be a strong nation.
大卫为神做了很多的事情，他把以色列国建成了一个非常强大的王国。
He had brought the people of Israel into great worship of God.
他让以色列的民众都来跟随神，崇拜神。
And yet his vision needed to be carried further through his son.
但是他的意向，他的宏伟计划要通过他的后代来一代一代的传下去。
As we consider our own aging process,
当我们想到我们自己一天一天老迈的时候，
we must consider that our own legacies get carried on through our family as well.
我们要想到我们自己的遗产或者我们自己的基业要通过我们的子孙后代来一代一代的继承下去。
The scripture says in Proverbs 10 verse 1.
在圣经箴言的第十章第一节里面说。
Proverbs 10:1 says, A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother.
智慧之子使父亲欢喜，但是愚昧之子让母亲悲伤。
It is a joy to have children who follow God and walk in wisdom.
所以对我们做父母的来说，如果我们的孩子是跟随神的，是顺从神的，就是会让我们的心里充满骄傲，充满喜乐。
And at the same time, it is a challenge when our children make bad choices in life.
但是对我们做父母的来说，心里面一定会非常的悲伤，如果我们的孩子选择了一条错误的道路。
May I encourage us to pray for our children and trust God to work great things through their lives as well.
所以我呼吁，我鼓励大家，为了我们的孩子，为了我们的下一代，我们要切切的祷告，让他们一生一世都能跟随神。
I have a 19-year-old son and a 17-year-old daughter.
我有两个孩子，我的儿子19岁，女儿17岁。
And our prayer for them is that they would do better than their parents did spiritually.
我们时常为他们所做的祷告就是希望我们的孩子他们在属灵的生命跟随神的生命上面比他们的父母能做得更好，走得更远。
That they would do better than their parents academically and professionally as well.
他们的学术生涯，他们的职场生涯也比他们的父母更成功。
We pray for their success. We pray that they would make a difference in the future.
我希望他们能够成功，我希望他们的生命能在这个世界，为这个世界带来一些不同的地方。
David made a lot of mistakes as a parent in earlier sessions.
我们看大卫的生平，在大卫年轻的时候，他也犯了许多的错误，对家庭有了很多不好的影响。
And yet at the end of his life, he did a wonderful job of preparing his son.
但是他的晚年，他所做的一切都非常的美好，他为他的子孙后代做了很好的预备工作。
So first of all, we need a vision beyond ourselves.
所以作为基督徒，我们的意向一定要超越我们的自我。
Secondly, we need a plan that will outlive us.
第二，我们要有一个一个超越时间空间的一个很好的一个规划和计划。
Chapters 23 to 27 are a little bit difficult to read, tedious to go through.
下面历代志上的第23章到27章就读起来有可能会非常的枯燥，非常的乏味，非常的令人难以理解。
But if I can summarize these five chapters,
但是如果我来对这五章有一个小小的总结，
it's all about David organizing the priests,the musicians, the gatekeepers, the army, the tribal leaders, and the administration of the government.
这五章的内容就是大卫是怎么样来组织那些政府官员，那些各个宗支派的领袖，还有一些唱歌的、看门的，还有祭司们是怎么样在圣殿里面做他们的侍奉工作。
Reading the chapters, there are a lot of names about people who are not very important to you and I.
所以我们读这几章的时候，我们会发现很多的人的名字，这些的人的名字好像跟我们并没有什么关系。
But it says a lot about the character of King David.
但是把这些名字都记录下来，却从中我们却看到了大卫王身上的一个美德。
He spent the last days of his life organizing the government and the military and the worship of his people.
他用他最后人生的最后一段时间，对他对对神的侍奉和国家的一些的事物做了非常非常完美、非常仔细的预备。
And I believe he did it because he said, "My son Solomon is young and inexperienced. Let me set it up for him to succeed."
他为什么会这样做？因为他觉得他的孩子啊，所罗门年纪尚幼，所以他要为他的儿子多做一些准备工作。
I know it's always not always inspirational, but organization need plans that work and plans that are good organization.
我知道有可能做很多事无巨细的准备工作，并不让人觉得振奋，但是这些事情同样的重要。
Churches need to be organized well.
我们的教会也需要一个很好的组织。
Even businesses and families need a sense of planning and organization.
像公司甚至我们的家庭都需要很好的组织，很好的规划。
You could say that a good plan is not necessarily spiritual, but a bad plan is never spiritual.
我们可以说，一个好的计划，从中间我们并不一定会看到我们的信心或者我们的神。但是如果是一个坏的计划的话，那一定是跟神没有关系的。
And it seems that we need to organize our life in a way where we look forward to the future, make plans and organize for the days ahead.
所以如果我们要做一个规划，我们要做一个真的是很有远见的计划的时候，我们一定要预见到将来，我们要一定要为将来来做很多的准备。
About 10 years ago, my parents retired and my mother-in-law retired, who lives in New Jersey.
大概十年以前，我自己的父母和我的岳母都退休了，他们都住在新泽西。
My parents live near Vancouver, Canada. They're West Coast.
我的父母住在加州，靠近那个 Vancouver, 加拿大的地方。
But it was important that they have money to pay the bills and to organize and be taken care of.
很让人欣慰的时候，他们存留了足够的资产，所以他们的退休以后的生涯在金钱上面并不会有很大的烦恼。
There can be much heartache if we do not organize our life, if we do not plan ahead for the future.
但是如果我们早期没有做预备，金钱上的预备，物资上的预备的话，他们晚年退休生活就不会那么的顺利。
Thankfully, they all know Jesus Christ as Savior. They've made preparations for eternity.
所以，作为基督徒，作为认识神的人，他们为着自己的将来做了一些合理的准备。
But we also have to live in this life until we see death.
另一方面，我们在今生，我们一定要过好，所以我们今后我们有一天我们可以告别这个世上的时候，能够很好的去面对我们的主耶稣。
A Korean friend of mine told me about a rise of senior suicides in Korea today.
我有一位韩国的朋友，他告诉我现在在韩国老年人的自杀率在慢慢的上升，在明显的上升。
He's very heartbroken as he sees many people in his culture that are facing difficult situations because of changes in society.
因为这个社会风俗习俗很多习惯的变化，让他很伤心的，他看到很多人，很多特别是老年人，他们面临着许多的困境。
One of the biggest issues is that divorce has come into the culture, and now many times families cannot take care of their elderly.Seniors as well as they did in past generations.
一个明显的变化就是现在在韩国的社会里面，离婚率也非常的高，因为离婚，所以很多的老年人得不到家庭的照顾。
And because of this and because of financial pressures, many seniors are ending their own lives in Korea.
所以为了让自己不在孤独贫穷中继续的活下去，很多的老年人就选择自己来结束自己的生命。
Part of the answer is spiritual. They need to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
所以我们知道，对他们来说，对于我们每一个人来说，我们都要来认识我们的主耶稣。
But part of the answer is also practical, that there would be a good living plan for the senior generation.
一个也比较现实的，有一个一个解决的方案，就是他们要有一个很好的规划，很好的计划，来预备他们的人生，他们的晚年。
So we see in King David that he had good plans for the success of his son.
所以我们看到大卫王为了他的以色列国的继续的昌盛，他有一个很好的计划。
And then thirdly, we see there's a commission of the right leader. David established his son Solomon as the leader.
所以我们第三点，我们看到作为一个伟大的领袖，大卫王把他的重托传给他的孩子，让他的孩子所罗门也能成为一个国家所应该有的一个很好的领袖。
If you could turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 28.
如果我们翻到历代志上第28章。
We see in this chapter that David puts out his plans for the temple.
在这一章里面，大卫对圣殿做了很好的规划。
But he also commissions his son Solomon. I'm going to read verses 9 and 10.
但是他也把很重的一个重担，一个托付给了他的孩子，他的儿子所罗门。让我来读第九节和第十节。
So 1 Chronicles 28 verses 9 and 10.
历代志上28章第九到第十节。
And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the Lord your God and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house as the sanctuary. Be strong and do the work.
第九节，我儿所罗门呐。你当认识耶和华你父的神，诚心乐意地侍奉他，因为他鉴察众人的心，知道一切心思意念。你若寻求他，他必使你寻见；你若离弃他，他必永远丢弃你。你当谨慎，因耶和华拣选你建造殿宇，作为圣所，你当刚强去行。
A part of King David's legacy is that he chose the right leader to continue the work that he began.
所以大卫王的一个基业，他的一份宝贵的遗产，就是他有这样的能力去选择一个合适的领袖去继承他的基业。
It's critical for organizations and governments and churches to raise up the right leaders.
对于政府，对于一个公司组织，甚至我们的教会。选择合适的领袖都是一件非常重要的事情。
And may I also say it's important to mentor the next generation of young people within the church.
进一步说，如果我们花一些精力去带领，去发掘，去建造年轻一代的领袖，对于我们的教会的未来也是至关重要的。
I commend this church for including the young people in leadership on this combined service.
所以我看到我们教会有很多的年轻人参加我们的侍奉，我非常的高兴。
Maybe you did not all hop to the last song, but it was good to be a part of being a part of the young people celebrating together.
所以在座的老年人最后一首歌曲的时候，你们如果一起没有一起跳起来的话，你们可以看那些年轻人他们一起跳起来是何等的美。
The next generation are the future of the church.
所以我们的年轻一代，我们的下一代，也是我们教会的未来，美好的未来。
And we need to find ways to encourage them and mentor them to be all they can be in Jesus Christ.
所以作为我们上一辈的，我们要给年轻的人创造机会，让他们更有机会来跟我们一起来侍奉神，在侍奉神中间，他们一起跟我们一起来成长。
But let me come back to the text where David said to Solomon, the first thing is that your heart is right with God.
现在让我们回到圣经里面，记得大卫王对所罗门说的一句话，第一件事，至关重要的事，是你的心要跟随神，跟从神。
Can I make an observation that sometimes Chinese parents can be more interested in their children's SAT scores than in their spiritual development.
所以 我做的一个观察有可能不是那么正确，或者是有可能让你们觉得被冒犯，就是即使是我们作为基督徒的中国孩子的父母们，有可能你们对孩子考大学的成绩、入学考试的成绩更关心，甚至比他们的属灵的生活、属灵的生命更为关心。
We would want that the children grow up and follow Jesus Christ 100%, more so than getting into the very best colleges.
但是作为一个信主的人，我们的孩子他用他的生命、他的全心去跟随主，这应该是比进入一个好的大学、比其他一切的事情更为重要。
I've talked to youth leaders of other Asian churches where the frustration is that academics are number one, spirituality number two with the young people.
所以我跟许多亚洲教会的交往中间，特别是跟他们的一些青少年的一些侍奉的一些同工交往中间，会发现那些同工们觉得非常让他们觉得有些气馁的一件事情，就是家长们对孩子的学术成绩更为关心，花更大的力气。
You can say that Solomon was maybe the smartest man who ever lived.
我们可以说所罗门王是这个人类历史上面最有智慧的一个人。
He would have no problem getting into Princeton, Solomon would.
所以如果在今天所罗门如果想进 Princeton 大学的话，他应该没有任何问题。
But David said number one is spirituality, number one is the heart.
但是大卫王告诉他的儿子，第一至关重要的是你的心。
And when the heart is right with God, then God can prosper other areas of life.
如果你跟神的关系摆正的话，你在人生的其他的问题上面，神就会给你帮助。
So David wanted his son to love God first, and then God would bless Solomon in other ways.
所以大卫王希望他的儿子所罗门王要第一要爱神。如果他爱神跟神的关系正确的话，神会在其他的事情上面大大的祝福他。
Well, let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 29.
我们翻到历代之上的第29章。
I find this passage very interesting because it shows David had a big celebration before God and then he died.
我发现有一处章节非常的有意思，就是在大卫王告别他这很辉煌的人生之前做的一件事情，就是他在神的面前有一个很大的庆祝，一个庆典。
David reaffirmed the leadership of Solomon, and then the next verse he died.
大卫坚立所罗门王的地位，然后下一节圣经就是说大卫他去世了。
First Chronicles, I'll read from verse 21 to 28.
我读历代之上二十九章的第21节到28节。
It says, the next day they made sacrifices to the Lord and presented burnt offerings to him, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 male lambs together with their drink offerings and other sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. They ate and drank with great joy in the presence of the Lord that day. Then they acknowledged Solomon, son of David as king a second time, anointing him before the Lord to be ruler and Zadok to be priest. So Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king in place of his father David. He prospered and all Israel obeyed him, all the officers and warriors, as well as all of King David's sons pledged their submission to King Solomon. The Lord highly exalted Solomon in the sight of all Israel and bestowed on him royal splendor such as no king over Israel ever had before. David, son of Jesse, was king over Israel. He ruled over Israel 40 years, 7 in Hebron and 33 in Jerusalem. He died at a good old age, having enjoyed long life, wealth, and honor. His son Solomon succeeded him as king.
好，我们来读二十一节到二十八节。次日，他们向耶和华献平安祭和燔祭，就是献公牛一千只，公绵羊一千只，羊羔一千只，并同献的奠祭，又为以色列众人献许多的祭。那日，他们在耶和华面前吃喝，大大欢喜。他们奉耶和华的命，再高大卫的儿子所罗门做王。又高撒都做祭司， 于是所罗门坐在耶和华所赐的位上，接续他父亲大卫作王，万事亨通，以色列众人都听从他，众首领和勇士并大卫的众子都顺服所罗门王。耶和华使所罗门在以色列众人面前甚为尊大，极其威严，胜过在他以前的以色列王。耶西的儿子大卫做以色列众人的王，做王共40年，在希伯伦做王7年，在耶路撒冷做王33年。他年纪老迈，日子满足，享受丰富尊荣，就死了。他儿子所罗门接续他做王。
David must have been very satisfied on his deathbed.
我们可以想象，在大卫告别人生的时候，他的心一定非常的满足。
They had just had a great celebration before the Lord.
在神面前，他有一个很大的一个庆典。
All of Israel gathered together, and they slaughtered about 3,000 or more animals.
所有的以色列人都聚集在一起，他们献了超过3000只各种牛羊的祭。
They enjoyed a feast together as the people of God worshiping God in that context.
在众人一起在敬拜神的时候，他们在神的面前有很丰盛的享受。
And notice that the eulogy or the end of the life of David is wrapped up with his son.
我们可以看到大卫晚年一些对他的一些夸赞之词里面时常会提到他的儿子所罗门。
It sounds like the last thing he did was establish his son as the leader over all the people.
所以大卫晚年他人告别人生的时候做的一件非常重要的事情，就是他建立他尊崇他的孩子所罗门作为全以色列的王。
And even verse 28, it says this again.
就像第28节所说的，
It says, David died at a good old age, having enjoyed long life, wealth, and honor. His son, Solomon, succeeded him as king.
就像这段大卫的临终的颂词的最后一句话的最后半句，他说，大卫年纪老迈，日子满足，享受丰富尊荣就死了，然后再说，他儿子所罗门继续他做王。
Sometimes we read about successful men who die at the end of their life.
我们读过很多的故事，关于有些成功的人士，他告别人间。
And then their children come in and ruin everything they built.
当他的孩子继承他的家产的时候，就把一切他所创造的一切的产业全部败坏掉。
Or sometimes we read about those who come to the end of their life with great success, but their children don't talk to them anymore.
我们也读到很多的故事，有很多在人世间非常成功的人士，但是他告别人间的时候，他的子孙并不再纪念他，甚至都不再谈论他们。
And the family's fighting over the money. Who gets the money from the one who dies?
他的孩子们就是在争抢他的继承他的遗产。
May I suggest that we can learn lessons from King David about finishing well?
所以我希望我们大家都向大卫学习，学习大卫怎么样来告别自己辉煌的人生，有一个很好的基业留给自己的后代。
I have a few applications to wrap up this message.
所以最后我想跟大家一起讨论，我们怎么样把这些圣经里面的经义来运用到我们的日常生活里面。
God has made each one of us for a purpose.
所以神造我们每一个人，在我们每一个人的身上都有他的旨意，他的目的。
And that purpose begins with us knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
我们要实现神在我们身上的美好的旨意，我们第一件要做的事情就是我们要认识我们的主耶稣基督。
This issue of salvation and purpose is seen in Ephesians chapter 2.
这个关于奉献、牺牲和目的的这些圣经里面的解释，我们可以在以弗所书里面看到。
If we can look at verses 8 to 10.
以弗所书第二章第八到第十节。
It says in English, Ephesians 2, 8 to 10, For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works that no one should boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works,Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
以弗所书第二章第八到第十节， 你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
When God has given us a, when we're in a right relationship with God, He endows us with a purpose to do.
当我们跟神的关系摆正的时候，我们就会看到神在我们身上的目的和他的计划。
But that begins with our salvation being in order. We know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
但是第一步我们要做的就是我们要认识主耶稣，我们要靠着主耶稣，我们的生命被拯救。
When we know Christ, then He can empower us to do what He's called us to do on this planet.
当我们认识主耶稣的时候，主耶稣就会给我们力量，让我们在我们的生活里面能行出他在我们生活里，在我们的生命里面的旨意。
Often our purpose is tied with our family as well.
对我们多数人来说，我们生活的目的跟我们的家庭是密不可分的。
I'm called to be a pastor of a church, but in many ways, how I lead my children is even more important than how I lead my church.
虽然神呼召我成为一个教会的牧师，但是某种程度上，我对我家里的人、我的家庭、我的孩子身上的责任，有可能比我对教会的责任有可能会更重要。
You all have different jobs and commitments and callings, but how we raise up the next generation may be the closest thing to our heart as we age.
我们每个人，神让我们在这个社会上面，我们有不同的工作，我们有不同的职分，我们有不同的任务，但是我们每一个人都有一个相同的任务，就是说我们要怎么样来带领，来抚养我们的下一代，让他们能够跟随神。
But not all of you have children, and some of you, your child-rearing days are behind you. God has also given us opportunity to mentor the next generation.
虽然有些人有可能没有孩子，或者说很多人的孩子已经离开他们，已经家里已经空巢了。但是我们在教会里面，我们每一个成年人仍然有这样的责任，我们要来带领我们的下一代，我们的下一代在主里面成长。
The next generation needs multiple Christian mentors in their lives.
我们每一个年轻人在他们的生活里面，在他们的生命轨迹里面，都需要很多教导者、带领者。
My son in particular has been benefited from some mentoring from one of your young men in the church who has worked with him in Asian Young Life over the years.
所以我19岁的儿子在他的成长的过程中间也有很多人带领过他，包括我们教会一些年轻人，他们在一个叫做亚洲青年生命的一个机构里面侍奉，他们对我儿子的成长非常有帮助。
So may I encourage you to look for ways to support the raising of the next generation even in this church.
所以我建议，我鼓励大家，我们要创造机会，我们要真的是很好的来支持我们的下一代，让他们在主里面，在基督里面成长。
Encourage the youth workers and sometimes be patient with the children and the youth in the church.
特别对我们年轻人，我们教会的一些年轻人，年轻人的领袖，我们对他们这一代年轻人要有格外的耐心，让他们有机会在主里面成长。
To share one story, I have a man in our church who was the only Christian in his family context.
我给大家分享一个小故事，就是我们教会里面有一个年轻人，在他自己的家庭里，他是他们全家唯一的一个基督徒。
And his nephew was in a bad family situation, very little Christianity and not a good situation.
他有一个侄子是在一个环境非常恶劣的一个家庭里长大，那个家庭不认识神。
This nephew's father had been in prison off and on, and the mother was not a Christian.
他这个亲戚，他的父亲是在监狱里面，他的母亲也不认识神。
But the man in our church brought the young boy to church over the years.
但是我们教会里面那位年轻人就把他的这个侄子带到教会里来。
And I was happy. This summer, he got a job in a Christian camp, working as a counselor all summer.
The nephew. 我很高兴，在这个暑假，那位侄子找到了一份工作，是在一个基督教的一个营地，有一份工作。
And we're watching him grow up and follow Christ, even though he doesn't have good family support.
所以对那个年轻人来说，对那个孩子来说，虽然他的家庭真的是条件不好，特别是属灵的条件非常恶劣，但是他能在一个很好的环境里，在爱主的弟兄姐妹里面成长。
For all of us, it could be a neighbor, it could be an acquaintance, it could be a relative who needs our help to know Christ and to follow him.
所以对我们在座的每一个人来说，有可能是我们的邻居，我们的同事，或者我们跟我们有一些浅浅的关系的一些人，他们有可能在他们的生命里面，他们也需要我们去帮助他们，通过我们，他们有可能会认识神。
I would close with a song that was popular a few years ago in Christian circles.
所以作为结束，我会给大家介绍一首歌。这首歌在几年前在基督教的的环境里面非常的流行。
It was called "Thank You for Giving to the Lord."
歌的名字叫做《谢谢你为神的摆上》。
How do we do this? I do this in English and then you do some translation. Is it okay?
You can do one sentence at a time.
One sentence at a time. Okay, okay. I dreamed I went to heaven.
在睡梦里我来到天堂。
And you were there with me.
在那里你和我在一起。
We walked upon the streets of gold.
我们行走在黄金街上。
Beside the crystal sea.
漫步在琉璃海畔。
We heard the angels singing.
我们听到天使在歌唱。
When someone called your name.
那时有人呼喊你的名字。
We turned and saw a young man running.
我们转头看到一位年轻人跑来。
And he was smiling as he came.
带着微笑，他向我们跑来。
And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now."
他说，朋友，或许你已经不认识我。
And then he said, "But wait."
但是他又说，可是。
You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8.
你曾经是我主日学的老师，那时候我是个八岁的孩子。
And every week you would say a prayer.
每个礼拜你会有一个祷告。
Before the class would start.
在主日学课程开始之前。
And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart.
在有一天，在你的祷告声中，我敞开心门，我接受主耶稣。
And the chorus is, "Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed."
下面就是副歌，他说，谢谢你为主的摆上，我的生命因此被改变。
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave.
谢谢你为主的奉献，你的奉献何其美好。
One by one they came.
一个又一个，很多人来了。
Far as the eye could see,
目不暇接。
Each life somehow touched by your generosity.
每个人的生命都曾经被你的慷慨所触动。
Little things that you have done, sacrifices made.
或许是很小的小事，或许是你暗中的牺牲。
Unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed.
在地上被人遗忘，但是在天上被广为传唱。
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
谢谢你为主的摆上，我的生命因此被改变。
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave.
谢谢你为主的奉献，你的奉献何其美好。
May God help us to make a difference in this world and leave a legacy for Jesus Christ.
所以但愿主也让我们的生命在这个世界上面为这个世界能够做出一些改变，让我们的主带领我们的生命更加的丰盛。
Let me pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we're thankful for those who have ministered to us over the years.
慈爱的天父，我们为着在我们的生命里面。在我们的信仰成长过程中间做出一些事情的人，那些人，那些教导工作的人，我们为他们献上感谢。
We are here today because of the spiritual life of others.
我们今天能坐在这里，都是因为很多我们前辈们他们的属灵的生命对我们所做出的影响。
And we thank you for our family situations.
我们也为我们的家庭向你献上感谢。
Both the faith legacy as well as the behavior and example of those who went before us.
为着我们的长辈们他们的精神他们的信仰的惨基业给我们留下的基业 和他们用他们的行为他们的生活给我们所做的榜样我们感谢
For those of us who are getting older may we finish well the race before us
为着我们在座的一些长者们长辈们祷告愿意你们的生命就像大卫王一样有个美好美好的终的告别
And for those who are younger, may they have a direction in life that makes a difference for you.
对我们在座的年轻人们，希望我们每一个人，我们的生命都有个美好的计划，并且我们能为着我们的长辈们，为着周遭的人，能够改变他们的生命。
May we learn lessons from King David and his son Solomon.
让我们从大卫王和所罗门王身上学习到一些功课。
Give us strength to move forward in healthy and spiritual ways.
让我们有力量，让我们前面的道路，我们真的是健康，我们属灵灵里面，我们肉体上面都有健康。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉救主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。